tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today...
By this time at 15, I'd already had $1.4 million in earnings, been on multiple news channels, and I was the best Fortnite player in the world.
Why an esports star decided to speak out about the impact gaming had on his health, and what it could mean for the next generation of gamers. That's after a short break.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A magazine subscription. That was the prize at the first esports competition in history. Fast forward to today, and the world's best esports athletes are competing for six-figure prizes.
Esports, or electronic sports, bring together individuals and teams to compete against each other in various video games.
Pretty much any game genre you can think of, FPS games, racing games, football games, any game basically has an esports scene.
Callum Self is managing director of Stealth Optinal, a media platform focused on gaming.
There's millions of players have been playing it since I started playing it, and even more has grown since then.
To give you an idea of scale, the esports industry is currently valued at more than $2 billion, and experts predict this may increase to more than $9 billion by 2032. Tournaments are watched by more than 500 million people each year, and that number continues to grow. For gamers like Jaden Ashman, who's known as Wolfies Online, winning a major tournament can be life-changing.
I'm still kind of like wrapping it around my head how much money I've won.
In 2019, Jaden Ashman placed second in the Fortnite World Cup. His prize was £900,000, which made him the youngest esports millionaire from a single tournament.
All the worry and pain off my mum's shoulders, I could finally lift up. All my hard work has finally paid off. I was so happy in this moment. My dream was to be able to look after my family, so after World Cup, I bought my mum a house.
And with that success came a lot of influence.
To be one of the best in the world is completely undermining his actual skill. I can't imagine ever being at that level when I was 15, 16 years old. So to be able to, be this famous star almost just from playing a game that you really enjoy is huge. It's a huge undertaking.
But 5 years later, Jaden looks back on this period very differently. In a TikTok video, he shocked fans after sharing the extent of his physical and mental health struggles during this time. He says the hours of gaming and neglecting his health began to take a toll, forcing him to take a break.
You have to understand that my whole life revolved around Fortnite. I would get up, not even eat or shower, and hop straight on my PC to grind. But not being able to play for that short amount of time completely altered my perception on things. I had to sit there and look at my life, not as Wolfies, but as Jaden, and I was very unhappy with who I was. Mental and physical health is completely overlooked in gaming, and years of neglect left my body in a complete state, as well as my mind. I was frail, unhealthy. I couldn't even walk to the shop and back. That's how unfit I was.
But Jaden was determined to change things.
But feeling sorry for yourself gets you nowhere. You must take action, and that is what I did to change my life around. This is where I would start my fitness journey, which would change my life forever. I want you guys to know that any position in this life you can change. And in this case, I wanted to fix my relationships with my family, my self-image, and I just wanted to be happy in my own skin.
Jaden now looks very different. In his video, he shows the extent of his transformation from teen gamer to fitness fanatic in a series of images showing him flexing in the gym. His story is an extreme example of how gaming can affect someone's health, but he's now turned things around. So what will his decision to open up about his struggles mean for other gamers and esports as a whole? We'll have more after the break.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm David Baddiel. I'm a writer and a comedian and a Jew.
I'm Saida Varsi. I'm a businesswoman and a politician and a Muslim.
Jews and Muslims always seem to be in the news or on the news. Lots of people talk about us, and this is us talking about ourselves.
The kind of things that people say don't touch, yeah. We are going to go there.
I mean, I think Jews and Muslims are talking about these things, but I think they're not talking about them together because they're worried that if they do, sparks might fly. A Muslim and a Jew go there.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. This podcast is sponsored by EY. Safe, efficient and reliable railways help to keep us all connected, thanks to Network Rail. Yet, maintenance on the railways is a risky and sometimes fatal business. At Network Rail, two previous attempts to invigorate its track worker safety programs had failed, leaving employees feeling sceptical that the organisation could ever get railway safety right. Since 2019, EY teams have worked with Network Rail to deliver a transformation that improved safety protocols and changed employee behaviour around safety. Network Rail RailHub, a new digital safety platform and app, eliminated inaccurate paper trails and worked offline, so it could be used by workers in remote locations. Since the platform was introduced, near misses affecting maintenance workers on the railways have fallen by 40%. Read the full story at ey.com.
With like traditional sports like football or something, like you can only play for a certain amount of hours before your body is tired. But then when you're playing like esports, you can play 12 hours a day and or you can play 15 hours a day. So that to get to a certain level, like when I was playing 12 hours, 15 hours a day. And like my body was wasting away literally, but I was getting so good at the game. So it's hard to balance it.
Jaden Ashman isn't the first gamer to speak out about how esports have impacted their health. Callum Self says it's ingrained in the industry.
There's a bunch of charities around gaming and esports that try and help with this, like Safe in Our World. But in general, there's almost just people just see it as a part of the system, part of the problem. It's not like, say, most businesses where there's HR to get involved.
In 2019, the World Health Organization officially included gaming disorder in its list of international classification of diseases. It defined the disorder as a pattern of gaming behavior characterized by a lack of control over gaming to the extent that gaming takes precedence over other interests and daily activities despite the negative consequences. They say this only affects a small percentage of people playing video games, but people should be aware of the time they spend gaming. Callum thinks this isn't just an issue for esports. It can happen with all sorts of hobbies and jobs. But having someone with Jaden's influence speak out is key to addressing the problem in gaming.
I think if more people like Jaden come out and say there's this big problem, I think as a new generation of esport gamers kind of come up who are more clued in with their mental health and more open about it and discussing it, I think that things will change in the future.
The next generation of gamers are set to descend on Birmingham next month for the UK Gaming Expo. Callum says those wanting to get into the sport need to make a decision about what type of player they want to be.
I think people need to realise that it's not a career and a hobby. It has to be one or the other almost. And you are just as capable of any career to get stressed and to get burnt out and finding yourself almost wanting to give up.
Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written and mixed by Casey McGlure.
Tortoise.
I'm David Baddiel. I'm a writer and a comedian and a Jew.
I'm Saeed Avasi. I'm a businesswoman and a politician and a Muslim.
Jews and Muslims always seem to be in the news or on the news. Lots of people talk about us, and this is us talking about ourselves.
The kind of things that people say don't touch, yeah. We are going to go there.
I mean, I think Jews and Muslims are talking about these things, but I think they're not talking about them together because they're worried that if they do, sparks might fly. A Muslim and a Jew go there.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.